Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, in a shock move earlier today, James Cleverly was knocked out of the race to be leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party. So the finalists are Robert Jenrick and Kemi Badenoch. Well, I was half right. I said Robert Jenrick would make it, and indeed he did. So it was particularly astonishing because James Cleverly got fewer votes in this round than it did in the previous one, despite there being fewer candidates. You think when the vote is split only three ways, not four ways, you could only go up. So people were astonished, and I was too. Anyway, he had delivered an excellent oration at the party conference earlier in October, and he came top in that third round on Tuesday. Remember, as only members of Parliament allowed to vote, there are 121 Conservative MPs. One of them chose not to vote in the previous round. So now we're in the fourth round. And James Cleverly, he got 37 votes. So Kemi Badenoch also surprised people being out in front. It was thought to be a racing certainty that Jenrick was going to be number one. So Mrs. Badenoch polled 42 votes, whereas Mr. Jenrick got 41 votes. So those are the two candidates who'll go to the mass membership of the party. So no, it's no longer the parliamentary party's going to decide. They've narrowed it down to the final two, and the ordinary members, they will be allowed to vote. Ordinary men and women who are not politicians. And so the result's going to be announced on the 2nd of November. It'll be an online ballot. Now, they certainly used an online ballot when Liz Truss initially defeated Rishi Sunak. And did they use it when it was Jeremy Hunt versus Boris Johnson way back in 2019? I don't recall, actually. Nobody stood this time stood previously. And what else? A bit like the last contested election in August 2022, it's one man, one woman, not one non-white person, one white person. But again, of course, previously it was a non-white male versus a white female. Now it's the opposite way around. Now it's a non-white female versus a white male. So it won't necessarily be a so-called minority person who's elected. Of course, women are actually the majority of the population because they live a bit longer than men, like 3 years longer on average. But perhaps we shouldn't be het up by the demographics of it. You could be an excellent leader, you could be a terrible leader, regardless of race or sex. Right. Anyway, so, I mean, I'm beginning to think that maybe Kemi Badenoch will win it. Although the polls actually do have Robert Jenrick ahead. I mean, the bookies think that he is slightly ahead. Because I thought she wouldn't get at the final two. If she did, she'd definitely win, but that's all academic. We shall see. So some people say, thank goodness we're not going to have Cleverly there. Some Conservative MPs say that's the avoidance of a disaster. But how did Mr. Cleverly, not so cleverly, get himself knocked out at this stage when he was thought to be a dead cert? Anyway, so it's been a well-fought campaign. There were all sorts of theories about plots about we're too clever by half, which is why how Mr. Cleverly ended up not there. So anyway, Mr. Jenrick, he says that the party needs to regain the public trust, has to talk about immigration, the National Health Service, the economy and so forth. Anyway, Mrs. Badenoch is going to be audacious as usual with a trademark uncompromising style. So Robert Jenrick's talk of withdrawal from the European Convention of Human Rights has horrified the liberal left, but it's excited the conservative base. Whereas Mrs. Badenoch hasn't been drawn on that one. Remember, she was business secretary under the previous Conservative government, whereas Robert Jenrick was a junior minister in the Home Office. So who's the more right-wing of the two candidates? Probably Robert Jenrick, actually, even though Kemi Badenoch is perceived as being on the right of the party. Mr. Cleverly was seen as more of a centrist. So Mrs. Badenoch, she told people some things they didn't want to hear about immigration. Mr. Jenrick is probably even more hardline on that one. So what went wrong? Did some people say, well, you know, James Cleverly is definitely to get into the second round, so let's vote for the weaker opponent? Some Cleverly supporter who will vote for Kemi Badenoch, so it'll be Kemi Badenoch versus James Cleverly, and he's sure to beat her, whereas he wouldn't necessarily beat Robert Jenrick in this ballot of the mass members. That's one theory. I'm not quite sure what happened. So it's really astounded the pundits. So the Conservative Party could be led by the fourth woman, to have headed it, or indeed the second non-white person to have headed it, or indeed Robert Jenrick, the first person from whatever small town of the West Midlands he's from, would be the first person with an American wife to lead the party. I can't think of anything else that's particularly a first about Robert Jenrick. Would be the first solicitor to lead the party. Right, so what is going to happen? And it's just before the US presidential election, perhaps impropitiously they're holding it there. Goodness. Yeah, I suppose Robert Jenrick is a little bit more likely to get it. So about 4 weeks to go, but you know, anything can happen at backgammon. Remember, in the contested 2022 election, that August, there was a considerable percentage of Conservative Party members, over 10%, who didn't vote at all, were just impressed by the final two. What else could happen? One of them could withdraw, although methinks it's highly improbable. Well, eftsoons we shall know the result. A week is a long time in politics. Well, I think not in this case. A month is not that long. But you know, the public's largely not listening, and Labour's had some respite despite things have gone very badly for them their first 100 days. You compare it to Blair's 100 days. Now, I was a day one abominator of Blair as an absolute charlatan, liar, egomaniac, someone who was catastrophic for the United Kingdom. But I have to hand it to the Blair team. They did hit the ground running and they did take some major strides and a few sound decisions in the first 100 days. Now, I'm never studied economics, but making the Bank of England independent has seldom been questioned. Very, very few people think that was a bad decision. And I don't know anyone who suggested changing it back. But we shall see about these two people. But they're not having the difficult conversations, the Conservative Party, about why they lost the public trust, what they're going to do to go back. Very happy to point out all the disasters, failures of the Labour's first 3 months. What about the Conservative 14 years where the NHS got worse, where crime got worse, where education got worse, where tax went up, where the civil service expanded? And the cost of living went higher, the cost of housing went higher, it was really bad inflation, okay, it's down now. Worklessness went up. And what are the Conservatives going to do about all these things? So be out of office for a long time. But actually, it's a good one to lose, because winning at this time means you're almost doomed to lead the party, foredoomed to lead the party into a defeat in 5 years' time or so. So then pick up the pieces after that. So quite good to narrowly lose this time. Someone who's the first time can get it subsequently, as happened with Rishi Sunak. I always say contested ballot because, of course, the October 2022 ballot, Rishi Sunak was the only one who nominated. Boris Johnson didn't devote himself to it. Remember, incredibly, he was thinking of trying to stage a comeback only 3 months after he resigned as party leader, and just didn't have the courage to commit. Penny Mordaunt was talking about doing it, but she never actually got the nominations in. Chairman of the 92 committee, Sir Graham Brady, just published this tell-all memoir. He stepped down from Parliament. He's the one who set the bar. I'm not sure how he's allowed to do this, requiring a very high number of nominations to hope there'll be only two candidates straight away to get out of the way quickly. And it succeeded as far as only one person nominated. Right. So we shall see. I think Kemi Badenoch would be a more effective leader because she's a better communicator. She's just sanguine, naturally smiley, difficult to dislike. There's something surly and saturnine and thoroughly loathsome about Robert Jenrick. He's abrasive. He really rubs people up the wrong way. Don't like him. It wouldn't like him to get it. I think he'd be bad news for the party. Not that Kemi Badenoch would be brilliant, but she'd be better. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.